The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern on this show is go through our live rates for some of our different loan programs. And then we do a deep dive into a different loan type. Today's topic is going to be down payment assistance program. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience as a loan officer and a realtor, has seen a lot of down payment assistance on both sides of the transaction. So he'll take us into a deep dive into that here shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our rates and see what the market is looking like. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up the pricing tool and see what the rates are this morning.
And thank you. Go ahead and change the screen here. And we will check it out. So as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool. As usual, we will show the rates for today. It is April 4th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. So most of our standard programs are live here with today's rates. We will set up a basic scenario so that we compare the APR across the programs. If you'd like a full breakdown of all of the itemized fees that go into the APR, a full loan estimate, please get with our team members. We have over 300 loan officers that can help you out. For the demos, we'll set up a $400,000 loan amount to compare here. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. We'll set the desired price here so we can find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional, comparing that to FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll compare that to our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional programs here. We also offer VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. Just let us know if you are. And USDA is only for eligible properties. If you're looking in those areas, just let us know. We'll start with conforming conventional. We'll do a purchase, 30-year fixed standard loan, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. And for all the demos here today, we'll use an estimated credit score of 760 and an estimated debt-to-income ratio of 40. So let's check the rates this morning. Changed a touch. I can't recall exactly what it was yesterday, but it did change a touch here. So 6.49 rate, 2.375 discount points, puts the final APR at 6.777. So a good option for our customers that need conventional. And hopefully we see these conventional rates continue to come down as we get better news here for the rates. Now, if for any reason our customer doesn't qualify for a standard conventional, typically, we want to present that customer with an FHA option. So FHA allows more leniency on credit issues, as well as a much higher debt-to-income ratio. However, we'll keep everything identical here so we can compare apples to apples across the program and compare them against each other. So we'll keep everything the same and just edit the program to FHA. So it's just a touch lower today. So 5.75 rate, 2.375 points in cost, puts the final APR at 6.687. So that's just a hair under conventional. The other days they were a little bit further apart. Today they're a little closer. So that's why we love to do the show. We can watch as the programs move. And this APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance. So customers that qualify for both maybe want to use a FHA in some cases. It's actually a touch cheaper in this example. And our customers that need to use FHA for the leniency factors, this is awesome because this does include the final costs and it's almost identical to conventional and even cheaper in some cases. So great options for FHA for our borrowers. Now, where we love to specialize is if unfortunately our borrower doesn't qualify for conventional or FHA. Many other banks or lenders don't have other options and they'll have to deny that customer. That's where we love to come through with our 5,000 plus additional programs here under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So we'll keep everything identical, but now we get a new box that pops up where we can change the income type. So if our customer, let me scroll down a touch. If our customer doesn't qualify using full doc, which is 2 years of tax returns, which is what's required for all of the FHA and conventional loans, we would want to use an alternative. So we have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs, the investor programs are just for investment properties. Our personal bank statement, 12-month, is the one we always use for the demo here. That's the most popular. But we have some others as well, RSU, stated income, BOE, 1099, P&L, all kinds of options here. but the 12-month bank statement is the most popular, and that's the most popular for our self-employed borrowers. Many times our self-employed borrowers, when they submit tax returns, may have various write-offs and may not qualify at all, or just may need a little more income because of various write-offs. Either way, we can help them out. No tax returns at all, just their last 12 bank statements. And then we'll calculate a debt-to-income ratio of 40% in our example here using just their cash in the bank. So many self-employed borrowers qualify for much more income under these programs. So let's check out the options. So best option this morning, 7.125 rate, 2.3 discount points it costs, puts the final APR at 7.527. So a little over half a point above today. We had a better option yesterday, but these do change. So hopefully we'll see some more better options pop up later this week as we get the better news. I think yesterday's news did go somewhat in our favor, not necessarily, but we should hopefully see some headwind down here. Now, all of these options do allow different items of leniency. Some of these may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, and other issues. So not only can we solve the income, we can also solve sometimes other issues that cause us to not qualify. And some of these down here at higher rates and costs may allow different ways to calculate income. So hundreds of different variations. Please get with our team to find the best ones. And for our final demos, we always pull some live rates for investors, investment properties. So we'll set up a similar demo here, $400,000 loan amount, 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll search for the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional for investments. And then we'll compare that to our non-QM expanded guideline options. FHA, VA, USDA, the government programs do not work for investments, so we cannot quote those. So we'll stick with these top two here. We'll start here with conforming. Everything's going to stay the same as all our other demos here, except we've just changed to investment. So let's check out these options today. Took a second there. Someone was probably updating, and there's still a little bit apart here. So this portfolio option still top of the list because it doesn't require the loan level price adjustments of Fannie and Freddie. So this option comes in at 6.875 rate, 3.375 discount points, final APR 7.277. And our first true conventional here is a Freddie Mac option at 6.99 rate for 3.5 discount points and cost, puts the final APR at 7.409. And as we see conventional drop, this should jump over the portfolio one, which is traditional. But right now, this portfolio option does not have loan level price adjustments, so it's a touch cheaper. Definitely recommend all our investors check out our portfolio, which is technically non-QM, but also our true non-QM options, which is our final demo here. So it's an investment property again, and we'll set up our demo for a non-QM investment property here. So the first option we must select when we go to non-QM is the income type. And the most popular income type for an investment property is going to be our DSCR. That's our most popular loan as well because it doesn't require any income or employment or documentation on that from our borrower. Simply use the estimated rents from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value. The estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property cash flows. That's a ratio of one or higher. And we have options for under one. I always put 1.5 for the demo so we can see all the programs pop up here. And prepayment penalty is standard on a non-QM investment. We'll always choose 3 years for the demo since that's the most common. There are options for no prepay that will limit the programs and cost more. And there are some options for 5 years, which saves some money, but does limit what shows up since 3 years is most common. That's what we always pull here in the demo. And again, absolutely smoking, beating conventional still, absolutely amazing. 6.875 rate, 3.025 discount points, puts the final APR at 7.346 for a DSCR option, beating the true conventional options, absolutely amazing. I would say 100% of investors would choose this. Even when DSCR is much more, most investors still choose DSCR option. And in this case, it's less. So I would say it's an absolute no-brainer. And if we scroll down here, there's hundreds of variations. Some of these may allow different bankruptcies, foreclosures, credit types of events. Some may allow different ways to calculate income. And we had an episode the other day. Some allow different property types, LTVs, etc. So we love to do shows on all the variations. Please get with our team to find the one that fits your scenario. Now let me switch my screen again, and we'll get into today's topic. So we were in investor mode. Let's switch back into primary mode here. Down payment assistance, also known as DPA. Definitely a very hot topic, especially as homes have become more, I guess, unaffordable or less affordable than ever. So definitely a good topic here, as our borrowers do need to take advantage of these programs often when we're in a situation like right now. Hopefully, again, we see some rates drops later this year. But for right now, down payment assistance definitely can help when we need a little bit of extra juice there in the transaction, and is always a great option. Jose is going to present our options. Remember, we're always going to focus on the national options, not the local options. So Jose, let's first talk about national versus local, and then let's actually check out some of the options that we recommend.
Awesome. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. So yeah, let me discuss a little bit about what we can work. It's very important to note the difference in the DPA when it's a local option and a national option. Local option, which we're talking about, like a state option, county option, city option. Those are specialized programs that will usually require the loan officer as well as the lender to be approved, which means, remember, in files where we're not the lender, where we're the broker, that means whoever is the conduit that we're submitting the loan to has to be approved. When we're the lender, we have to be approved as well as the loan officer there. Those localized plans also tend to require restrictions on compensation, which may complicate matters because it's tough to have your comp set one way for one type of loan program and then not for the rest of the company production. Logistically, very difficult and could cause legal ramifications as well. The national programs are programs readily available to offer where no approval of the MLO nor approval of the submitting lender is required. So we can easily offer those and combine them with the loans that we have to offer. Now, one thing very important to note when you are structuring your down payment assistance quotes to consult your borrower, make sure that you are selecting the first mortgage from the right pool of options, because you cannot offer a regular FHA loan that doesn't have DPA ability with one, because there's going to be a difference in the rate. The FHA product that allows to be combined with down payment assistance does have a higher rate associated with it. So it's very critical to note. You just can't grab a regular FHA loan rate and then say, oh, and here's the DPA, because you're probably going to have an interest rate 1 or 2% higher in the actual one that you can offer than in the regular FHA, which is why we always like to state that on these loans, see what option is available first for par plus pricing, also known as lender credit, right? When you're looking at the rates on a regular FHA loan, you can usually find a rate if it's a good credit score borrower, no issues, right? You can usually find a rate that is going to give some amount of lender credit, be it a half a point, 1 point, sometimes 1.5 points in lender credit for an FHA loan. That lender credit is used by the borrower for their closing costs. So yes, a little bit higher rate, but not as high a rate as you may see in the regular DPA loan options. Now, one other thing. Last night we had our training on the changes that the real estate industry is going to be facing with buyer agent commissions now not necessarily always going to be payable by the seller. So down payment assistance or closing cost assistance, which is a separate option that I'm going to show to you, can be used to assist with that, right? If no other options exist, if you can't get seller credit, if you can't figure it out any other way, then this may be an option for the applicable borrowers to get some extra funds into their pocket to be able to cover what could potentially be an extra 3% of the purchase price in buyer transactional expenses. So let me share my options with you today. Pretty cool options here, and then I'm sure you all will be able to benefit from this. So our first option is a DPA FHA purchase, 96.5% LTV on the first mortgage. This is a forgivable option with a minimum 620 credit score. What's important to note on the forgivable option is no payment is ever due. It is a second mortgage. And after 60 months, or after 60 payments, right, 60 months, if the loan is current, it will be forgiven. Minimum, I did mention minimum credit score for this option is 620. So you'll see what I was talking about, the rate, right? Because Nick was showing some rates earlier today that were quite a bit lower than this for FHA. But for DPA, this is what we got. This is with 3.5% of the sales price in down payment assistance. So you're looking at 8.75 with our lowest cost option of 0.875, taking it down to 7.625, lowest rate option. Now, before I proceed, you may ask yourself, why would we go with a repayable option instead of this quote unquote free forgivable option? And the reason is going to be the rate, right? The rate is going to be at least 1% lower on the repayable option. And in most cases, you could have a payment $250 lower than the forgivable option. But keep in mind, there is a payment made on that 3.5%, but it's not going to be $250, $260, which is like the difference I was calculating yesterday between the forgivable and the repayable option. So here, our forgivable option. Now, our repayable option, and let me keep this here because I'm going to click over to in a minute. So now, our repayable option is minimum 660 credit score and, again, 9.99% rate, structured as a 30-year loan, 9.99% rate with a balloon due in 10 years. So at the end of 10 years, if that loan hasn't been paid off, it's due. So that will probably be the time to if you haven't refinanced it already, and if they don't have the money, they'll probably want to refinance out of that loan. So you can see the difference in the rates though, right? This is 3.5% sales price, forgivable DPA. 7.75 is almost at par. That's our lowest cost option versus on this one, we don't have any option close to there. 7.75 is costing 2.375, so it's 2.125 points higher in cost over here. So it does eat up more of your DPA. If you want to get the lower rate, you're going to be almost where you started because this is 2.125 points for that rate versus this one, which is 0.25 points. So now you can see why someone may choose to do that because here, lowest cost option here is 35.17 on the payment. Lowest cost option over here is 38.62. So 38.62, 35. Wow, that's $360 difference. So you can see why someone would choose the forgivable option. The other thing is maybe they don't qualify at that higher interest rate, correct? So a lot of reasons why. All that glitters is not gold, right? So now we got our DPA purchase, same LTV, same minimum credit score. But in this case, it's a little bit of a different twist. Same second loan, 30-year, 9.99 rate with a balloon due in 10 years. Same minimum credit score, 660. But in this case, you're getting 3% closing cost assistance. And the difference, as you can see, is in the rate, right? Because here, for a similar cost as the other one, we can get a little bit lower rate, maybe 7.625, 7.5. This is a half a point. The other one was a quarter point on the other option, forgivable, repayable that I just showed you. But here, 7.75 with a lender credit, which is pretty cool. Get a little bit of extra DPA right there, or you can buy it all the way down to 6.75. So now we have the same closing cost assistance This time it's 4%. Same scenario, just a little bit more money. So now you see pricing changes a little bit. You got 7.75. I don't know how that one slipped in there, but 7.75 is our lowest cost option at 0.375. So this is still a very good program. Now you get 4%, right? 4% instead of 3. And I would say the difference is about a half a point in cost. So you get the 4%, but you really get half a percent more because you have a half a percent more in fees, more or less at the same rate. And now we have our 5%, same option, same program, closing cost assistance, but now we're at 5% of the sales price, same second loan, 30-year, 9.99 with a balloon due in 10. But now we do see another difference here. We have another 0.625 difference here. So you get one more percent, but this is, you know, is 0.625 cost more than the 4% option. So you see how this works. With every tier, you get a little bit less. So now letting you all know, we do have also in the national program a USDA option. Most of you may not know that, but our DPA can be, this national DPA, down payment assistance program, can be combined with either an FHA loan at 96.5 or a USDA loan at 100% LTV. Pretty cool. 620 minimum credit score again for a 3.5% DPA assistance. So this one, you know, should be able to cover pretty much, this could be a cashless transaction for your borrower, right? 100% LTV on the first and then get 3.5% DPA on this $500,000 loan. I don't really think your closing costs are going to be more than $15,000, $17,000, $18,000, unless they're in Miami and your insurance is $11,000 or $10,000 or $9,000 or $8,000 or something crazy like that that we've been seeing lately. Here you're at 8.75%, lowest cost option, 8.375%, lowest rate option. And then our last example here is our repayable DPA. That other one was forgivable. This one is repayable. And unless it's a quirk in the system, same rates for the repayable and the forgivable options. 8.75 lowest cost option, 8.375 lowest rate options. So we're seeing a lot of agency loans come through the pipeline, especially a lot of FHA, a lot of VA, some USDA also. So keep in mind the DPA that we can use here for USDA and FHA, how we can combine these programs and meet your borrower's needs, including the newest obstacle, buyer agent commission paid by the buyer.
All right. So it looks like we have one question here. The question is, what is the cap on compensation in national DPA programs?
That's the beauty of our national DPA program, the one that we embrace, the one that I showed you all these quotes for here. There is no cap. We make our regular compensation. Every option that you saw there was at the regular compensation across the board for the company. So we won't have any compliance issues with our comp plans.
All right. Okay, I don't see any other questions, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up then. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Remember, we do this at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday, where we go through the live mortgage rates and then do a deep dive into a different loan topic. So we'll have a new topic for you tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern for the next episode of the Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Take care, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.